The Property Bulletin by London Property, the home of Superprime.
Pets have become a focal point in the ongoing dialogue surrounding rental reform, as landlords grapple with the impending changes brought forth by the Renters Reform Bill. A recent survey conducted by Leaders Romans Group, LRG, sheds light on the apprehensions looming within the landlord community regarding pet policies and rented properties. With 57% of UK households owning pets, concerns arise regarding property maintenance, tenant relations and overall management. The Renters Reform Bill proposes significant alterations, including the introduction of a lifetime deposit system and tenants' rights to request permission to keep pets. While aimed at enhancing stability for tenants, these changes pose challenges for landlords. LRG's survey reveals that 56% of landlords anticipate negative impacts from the proposed pet ownership provisions, underscoring the gravity of this issue within the private rental sector. Acknowledging the complexity of the matter, Kim Lidbury, Group Director at LRG, emphasises the need for balanced policies that consider the interests of both tenants and landlords. The recent inclusion of mandates requiring tenants to maintain pet insurance or compensate landlords for potential damages signifies progress towards addressing landlord concerns. However, further clarity is essential to ensure that pet requests align with property suitability. LRG remains committed to facilitating constructive dialogue between landlords and tenants, advocating for equitable solutions that uphold the integrity of the rental market. By leveraging insights from stakeholders, LRG endeavours to foster a fair and sustainable rental environment for all involved parties. The Energy Performance of Buildings Directive, EPBD, is a crucial framework shaping energy efficiency efforts across the EU and beyond. In the EU, member states are tasked with implementing the directive according to their own national circumstances. The UK, despite its departure from the EU, remains committed to improving energy performance. It has already set out ambitious targets, such as requiring commercial properties to reach EPC ratings of at least C by 2027, B by 2030, and aiming for residential properties to achieve at least a C rating by 2035. However, the UK's approach faces uncertainty, especially with potential changes in government policy. Recent announcements signal a shift in timelines, raising questions for landlords about the feasibility and costs of meeting energy efficiency targets. Despite these challenges, there's growing awareness among stakeholders about the benefits of energy-efficient buildings, including higher rental yields and enhanced market reputation. As global discussions continue, the focus remains on balancing regulatory requirements with practical considerations and the need for flexibility to accommodate diverse national contexts. The journey towards net zero is costly and challenging, and the benefits uncertain. But the overarching direction is clear, a collective commitment to achieving sustainable and energy-efficient built environments. The Leasehold and Freehold Reform Bill, initially introduced in November 2023, has progressed through the House of Lords committee stage, with several amendments. Service charge requirements. Amendments include provisions for fixed service charges, exemption for certain administration charges in retirement housing, and clarification on the publication of service charge accounts. Fixed service charges. Notably, the restriction on forfeiture for non-payment now applies only to variable service charges, preserving the current effect. Provision of accounts. The requirement for service charge accounts now mandates preparation by a qualified accountant, enhancing transparency for leaseholders. Exemption for retirement housing. Certain changes, such as event fees, are excluded from the definition of administration charges for retirement housing, raising questions about the differentiation between service and administration charges. Overall, while these amendments address various concerns and provide clarity, questions remain regarding the distinction between service and administration charges, particularly in the context of retirement housing. The buoyant rental market in prime central London is driving local home buyers to contribute to market growth, particularly in the first quarter of 2024. According to LCP Private Office, residential prices in prime central London have seen a promising uptick, with a notable 1.4% quarterly increase in central London flat prices. This growth is fueled by renewed demand from both local and international buyers. First-time home buyers are playing a significant role in this trend, motivated by the robust rental market, where rents in prime central London are 40% higher than 3 years prior. With landlords now able to secure five-year fixed-rate mortgages close to 5%, down from the 8-9% rates seen in 2023, the allure of home ownership is stronger than ever. Areas such as Battersea, Marylebone, Islington and Canary Wharf are particularly appealing to first-time buyers, comprising over 35% of LCP Private Office's client base this year. While prices in prime central London have risen, there are still opportunities available, with average flat prices standing 9.2% below their peak in 2015. Pimlico, with its proximity to Chelsea and Kensington, is gaining investor attention, experiencing a 2.4% year-on-year increase in flat prices in March. Similarly, Notting Hill and Holland Park saw a notable 3% yearly price increase, indicating ongoing market resilience despite nearing peak prices. Looking ahead, LCP anticipates gradual price climbs in the market, especially with hopes for a downward movement in interest rates later in the year. However, the advice is for investors to monitor UK government policy closely, especially with an election looming in the autumn. The market may experience a slowdown as investors await election results before making significant property decisions. A leading agency is cautioning about a surge in landlords preparing to sell properties, particularly in prime London postcodes. Knight Frank's researcher Tom Bill highlights a 4% decrease in new lettings instructions in April compared to last year, with a simultaneous 16% rise in sales instructions. This trend is attributed to stagnant or declining prices in prime London markets, prompting landlords to reconsider rental investments. Rental value growth has moderated due to increased supply, driven partly by landlords capitalising on pandemic-era buoyancy and regulatory pressures. The Renters Reform Bill's uncertainty further compounds the situation, with tenants increasingly resisting large rent hikes. Overall, the rental market is witnessing a shift as landlords navigate changing dynamics and tenant demands.
Subscribe to our newsletter to receive our weekly bulletins and stay ahead of what's shaping the super prime property market.